Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Despite Omicron sweeping the U.S., one in-person convention still got the green light in Vegas this week. It's called CES. You know it as the Consumer Electronics Show. They've got everything from the latest microchips to the high-tech bathtub you've been needing so badly. But many big names like Amazon, Meta, and AT&T, they're sitting it out this year. Let's bring in Ina Fried, Chief Technology Correspondent at Axios. Ina, welcome back.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, so it seems to me like the big thing at CES this year isn't really the gadgets, it's COVID. You're reporting on it from San Francisco, and as I said, the regular heavy hitters, the big names in tech, they're not there. Was it even worth it to hold the event this year?
Well, I mean, I think we won't know for a while the cost of holding it, and that'll be key. Like, you know, it is a test for the rest of the country to learn, you know, how safe or dangerous is it to hold a big gathering. They did have a vaccine requirement. They did hand out testing, but I think we'll only know the impact in a bit. For the electronics industry, though, you know, there is a lot of benefit to gathering in person, which is what the organizers have been saying. And so things have gone on, from what I hear, pretty normally for those that are there. Now, as you mentioned, a lot of big companies aren't there.
Let's get a sense of what is there. I know you're interested in the emerging metaverse, and this is the concept of the virtual world playing a major role in our everyday lives. What are you seeing on that front?
So I think we're seeing a lot of interesting little pieces. The metaverse as a big concept will take a decade before it's a reality, but it's going to arrive in bits and pieces. And some of the most interesting bits and pieces to me are, how do we capture more of our real world experiences digitally? So one of the things you don't have a huge sense of in the metaverse is feel, because you're wearing a headset, you know, you've got a pretty immersive view. And so one of the things is like haptic gloves that give cold and heat. Well, that's something you have in the real world that until now you haven't had digitally. Also legs, oddly enough. You can track arm movements and stuff, but most people don't have legs in the metaverse. And I saw a leg suit, you know, basically something that gives your legs an experience in the metaverse.
Huh. What is this I'm hearing about, hearing about Xbox-themed nail polish?
Yeah, so Opie, which is a brand, if you get manicures, you might be familiar with, and Microsoft partnered on a collection of things. I think it's just a sign of how mainstream technology is. It's part of our culture. You know, it used to be the geeks were sort of outside culture. Now the geeks are the culture.
Yeah, there's always probably some quirky things at CES that seem irrelevant, but probably are to some people. What do you think, though? I mean, is CES still the place to go for cutting-edge technology?
I mean, here's what's hard. I think the large tech companies have found ways of introducing products that don't involve CES. So it's not critical for Samsung, for Google, for LG, even though some of those companies I mentioned are there. But it is critical for a lot of the rest of the industry. You know, it's where small folks make distribution deals. You see a lot of global pavilions, a lot of resellers. So, you know, I really get that this is an important industry event. I do question having it at a time when Omicron is spreading so broadly, and we won't know for another week or two just how good or bad a decision that was.
Which is why you are reporting on this for Axios from San Francisco, I imagine. Ina Fried, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Peter.